Welcome, councillors, staff, members of the gallery that are here present. I declare the 18th of October 2022 meeting opened at 5:02 p.m. 6:02 p.m. That's the wrong time on that. Can I ask you all please to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I would like to also acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation who are the traditional custodians of this land, and I would also like to pay my respect to their elders both past and present. I just note the statement of ethical obligation for councillors and just remind them of their oath or affirmation of office under section 223A of the Local Government Act. I also advise councillors and members of the public that the meetings of council committee are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes, and this is to promote public transparency, and also these are subject to the provisions of the Government Information Act of 2009. I note there are no apologies of leave of absence. Do I have declarations of interest by councillors? Councillor Crine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, in relation to...
Thank you. Just in relation to item 102/29, update on the preparation of the Burwood North Precinct Master Plan and Affordable Housing Policy. I make a non-pecuniary declaration of interest as my former husband is a consultant to GrowCon that holds options along the northern side of Parramatta Road corridor at Concord. These options are in the vicinity to what I understand is the location of Burwood North Metro Station and consists of 14 lots and 32 dwellings. Although these properties are not located within Burwood LGA, I make the disclosure, one, due to the immediate proximity and scale of these properties to the proposed metro station, and two, as a pedestrian access point to the proposed Burwood North Metro will be situated in Burwood Road, corner of Parramatta Road and Escher Lane, and that this access point is situated within Burwood local government boundaries. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other declarations? I note a pecuniary interest in the Burwood North item. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the item number. Here it is, 108/22. While it is only an update and to receive the note, the report, I declare a pecuniary interest because, as I have previously, my wife's aunt owns a property in Britannia Avenue, Burwood, and my brother also owns a property in that area. And so for that reason, I'll be removing myself and the Deputy Mayor will be taking the chair. I also declare a less than significant non-pecuniary interest in 109/22, which is the negotiation to purchase property in Burwood, which deals with one of the terraces along Burley Street, and it's not significant. That because, one, I don't have a pecuniary interest. Two, the nature of the interest is my wife's relative owns property and along Railway Parade, I believe. So while it's in the vicinity, it does not affect the policy or the decision-making on this property, as it does not deal with the master plan. Any other declarations? Nope. Okay. There being no other declarations, is there any declarations of political donations from any items that you may have received? No. We have to record our decisions. Just a quick question, Michelle or Tanya, just on that item now, is it still need to be on the agenda considering we're doing it anyway?
Reminding people not to forget to take that off. Thank you for putting that out.
10, confirmation of minutes, previous meeting. Do I have a mover? Moved by Councillor Crine, seconded by Councillor Manor. I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. I note there's no Merrill minutes. So general business, item 101/22, overview of the Six Cities Region discussion paper. Do I have a mover first before we get into it? It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Espar. Do I have questions? Councillor Hull?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I do have a number of questions about this document. It's very wide-ranging and sweeping in nature. In particular, in particular, I do note a proposal 3.5 of the paper. that sets a target, I believe, of 25% of housing within 800 metres of a strategic centre or a transport hub would be high-density housing, or i.e. high-rise housing. I do have concerns about that. I mean, there have been concerns expressed to me by residents generally about the pace and extent of development in Burwood, and I think this proposal would certainly feed into those concerns. We would certainly need, I don't see how that would be sustainable in Burwood for a start. I think, and bearing in mind too, on the Burwood North precinct, there is a suggestion that building heights be increased to some 32 metres or some 11 stories around the the proposed metro station. That is also a concern, I think, that feeds into these concerns expressed by the community. I think we do need a lot more detail. We need some reporting about why are we not considering medium density housing.
I'm just going to sort of pull you up a bit, just question. Yep. So maybe question, then I'll get you to get into debate. So
My question is, why is this being proposed for Burwood, really? Is there going to be reporting about medium density housing and the viability of that? And, what new infrastructure is going to be provided in Burwood to accommodate, the increase of population? I mean, for a start.
So I might hand over to the GM. I was going to also propose, just to put you on notice, to actually arrange a workshop briefing, I think, on this paper, because it is a state government paper. It's not a council paper. So we're just putting in submission. So I might just hand over to the GM.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I might just hand over to our Director, City Strategy.
Thank you to you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I think the points you raised there are all very valid, and the direction that the Greater Cities Commission seems to be going is saying, well, particularly around public transport hubs, we should be increasing densities in those locations. I think as part of the response to that, and I think in the discussion there, we kind of put this criteria, okay, that's one measure, but we also need to consider livability standards. So that's access to open space, creating livable communities and community services as well. So whilst, yes, it would make sense and it's logical to have high density and around public transport, that can't be the only measure, and we need mechanisms that improve that livability standard as well. So that will certainly be part of the representations we provide back on this discussion paper.
Any other questions? Councillor Cutcher?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a question on page 10 in reference to the affordable housing comments in the paper. Is the comment, the ability to achieve a higher yield of affordable housing should only be a requirement when new funding mechanisms are released? I just wondered if we could get a bit more detail on that remark, please.
Yep.
Thank you. To you, Mayor. Presently, the way that affordable housing is delivered is effectively through development uplift. So any affordable housing units are gifted without cost to a community housing provider in perpetuity. The testing and the modelling that we've started to explore and also the feedback we've had from other councils is to achieve anything over 5% as a target is very difficult, and you are looking at development yields, heights and densities that might not be an acceptable outcome to effectively fund that affordable housing provision at, say, a 10% target. So I think the crucial piece that needs to be investigated is that alternative funding mechanisms. And this is, I guess, an issue that has been debated for a long time, and we've not seen anything to suggest what those alternative funding mechanisms are. So we're kind of balancing the very important need to provide affordable housing against, well, we wouldn't be able to support or accept an unacceptable development outcome to fund that purely through development uplift.
Councillor Cutcher?
Can I just to make sure I'm clear on this, we're talking then about funding mechanisms that would be available to Burwood Council or other local councils, that as opposed to, say, holding out for state government to fund those sorts of fund and deliver those sorts of developments.
Through you, Mayor, it would be, I think, all of the above. So if it's funding available to council to achieve that, very much so. If it's kind of either top-down federal or state government funding to community housing providers to contribute towards the provision of those affordable housing units in some way, it's I think all avenues have to be explored. But I think the point to make there again is I don't think we can just rely upon a model that is seeking development yields to fund additional affordable housing units. There needs to be another financial contribution in that delivery model.
Councillor Manning, you had a question?
You mentioned that a briefing would be very beneficial to further understand the whole proposal. So do we defer this, or can we defer this until...
I think we've got a timing issue, so I think we probably have to endorse it and then have a second part if council chooses to endorse it. This is not our document, so what we're endorsing is for staff to do a submission in reply to it, I believe. So you might want to put in there a briefing. I might just get Manager of City Strategy through the GM to give some advice.
Thank you. Through you, Mayor. We do have to make a submission back to the Greater Cities Commission by the 30th of October. And I think to reiterate the point, this is a discussion paper. So it will be the start of continued consultation as we move through the preparation of the formal document and also the new Eastern District plan as well. There are some very tight timeframes that have been set by state government in terms of delivery of the revised plan. So we need to respond quite quickly to those requests for consultation. So I think we would need to move forward and get a submission lodged by the 30th, but I think we can come back and prepare a briefing to councillors just to unpack some of the issues a little bit further and provide you context to our briefing as well.
So would it be worth changing the recommendation to add a briefing session, or is that being noted and we just leave the recommendation as is? I think you know the intent.
Yep, it's noted.
Councillor Cutcher, you had another question?
Yeah, sorry, just to keep banging on about the affordable housing business, but I just wondered, with regard to the response that was just provided by the Director of City Strategy, what conversations, what discussion, what consultation has happened with, say, the Community Housing Industry Association or other affordable housing advocacy groups in relation to that that issue or that question of feasibility, and what can be delivered within the existing funding mechanisms?
Through you, Mayor. Look, we're on that journey in terms of Burwood Council as we move forward with the preparation of our draft affordable housing contributions policy. So that's something I can we'll be updating councillors on in a forthcoming briefing, I believe, on the 10th of November. In terms of the consultation more broadly with the industry, I know SSROC is undertaking a review of affordable housing policy and developing some tools to assist. And I think think they have consulted with community housing providers in that space as well. But to what extent, I'm not fully briefed on that issue as well.
Okay, any further questions? Councillor Manning, you moved it.
Yeah, just one question. So why have we been locked in with the Eastern Harbour City? How does that work as far as our council?
Through you, Mayor. Borough Council has always been part of the Eastern Harbour City. So under the current Three Cities plan, we have formed part of that city. We are in discussions with the Central City, so that with Parramatta. So we engage with them as a group. So I think strategically for Borough Council, I think having a foot in either camp, I think is probably a pragmatic outcome, albeit, as ever with some of these documents, there needs to be a line on a page and we need to be included somewhere geographically. But I think behind the scenes, we are working across the region.
So it's been moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Espar. Speakers? Other speakers? Councillor Hull.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, look, I think there are, you know, sustainability issues that arise in this paper. There are aesthetic issues, I suppose, that impact, you know, the heritage values of Burwood, for which Burwood is renowned. And there are also, I guess, credibility, financial issues, affordable housing issues as well, which I share. Can I also just, I mean, I won't elaborate any more on that, but because as I understand, all we're being asked to do here is allow council to make a submission on this discussion paper. But in doing so, I just have a question about the wording, actually, of the recommendation. We're being asked to actually endorse the contents of the report, which seems to me to be somewhat superfluous and unnecessary if we're just being asked to allow council to make a submission. I mean, the point is, it might just be semantics, but the point is, it's not a conditioned precedent to make a submission about something to endorse the contents of a report about something.
I think
something.
When they're talking about endorse the contents of this report, not that report. Am I correct, Dylan?
Yes.
So the contents of this council's report.
Not
the actual paper.
Oh, I see. Okay, I understand.
As a basis, so I think if I could understand it, and Dylan or the GM can feel free to jump in, it's I think your comments that you've also raised tonight are noted as part of possibly being included somehow in those submissions as well, or concerns that you may have.
Well, I would ask those concerns to be noted, yes, and to form a part of council submission, yes, because we do need to address the sustainability of this, as well as how, you know, infrastructure in Burwood is going to accommodate the, you know, increased population that this, obviously, the underlying, I suppose, principle here is an increase in population in Burwood.
Noted. And I think if you look at the submission, so it talks about connectivity of the six cities, improved public transport. So they're all the topics: housing supply, diversity, affordability, in inclusive places linked to infrastructure, open spaces, powering local jobs, economies. So it's quite in depth. So noted. Councillor Robinson, you look like you were going to...
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, and I understand the need for these broader strategies that link cities together in Sydney. What I am concerned about, obviously, I just want to go on record, is the high-density buildings. I feel that low to medium density promotes more community engagement because you're always on the street and sort of talking to neighbours, and I think that's harder in higher density, especially when you're parking in your underground car park and go straight up to your apartment without sort of walking through the street. I also have questions about, you know, I do support supply side in terms of creating affordable housing across the city, but whether that means high density apartments that go up and up and up, I'm not very much sold. I'm currently in the process of trying to find a new flat, and despite the amount of buildings and apartments that are in build and how high they are, the median price is $600 to $700 a week for a one-bedroom apartment. Now, by virtue of the fact that we keep building all these apartments, I would have assumed that it would be much cheaper because there seems to be 1,000 of them around. And so I'd like to note that, you know, I am very concerned that this isn't solving any form of housing affordability crisis, and we must do more in order to get to a point where young people and people who are on lower incomes are able to move to Burwood and have good and fulfilling lives here.
Thanks, Councillor Rollinson. Councillor Kutcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, look, I just want to thank Councillor Robinson for that insight. I think that's a really important little piece of information for us. And, you know, it's not just about people who want to move to Burwood. It's about people who want to stay in Burwood. It's about people who are already here, as Councillor Robinson's just indicated, you know, can even apply to a councillor. I'm inclined to support the motion, but I just do have some reservations about the sense that that if we can't deliver good affordable housing and good planning outcomes within that within the existing envelope. And I think there's a little bit more work that needs to be done there. So I'd encourage staff in considering their comments on this to explore those in a little bit more depth. And particularly to have some conversations with the Community Housing Industry Association, and to unpack that idea that the developer contribution model amounts to handing over community housing, gratis to a community housing provider in perpetuity. I don't think that's the only way that model works, and I think that there's definitely some useful work for our council to do on that. That said, I think, you know, overall the comments, I was very encouraged by, notwithstanding the fact that it talks about increasing density, it does focus that increased density around our existing and intended transport hubs. The strong focus on things like walkability, livability, I think that's really important, and I'd like to see that sort of thing developed and strengthened as much as possible through Burwood's submission to this discussion paper as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Kutcher. Any other speakers? Look, quickly, I'll be speaking. Concerns noted. I think in a perfect world, we'd probably like everything to stay the way it is. But in reality, the population's increasing. It's going to increase whether we like it or not. So the best thing we can do is actually plan for that. So I think it's really important that we have a discussion. I think it's important we talk about diverse ideas and views. I'd love to hear some of the ideas on the affordable housing. I know we need to do better. I think local government industry needs to do better, but at the end of the day, there's a cost. So there's a cost. Someone is going to have to pay for that. So whether it ends up being the end user, so the person... So if a developer's giving a contribution for affordable housing, means an added cost to the units that they're selling, which then may, well, it could, I'm not sure, and this is the type of thing I need to understand and get a better grip on, unless they're getting some form of a bonus. So how does it work? So if you're taking away, stripping from space, so I want to better understand that, and that's why I think it's important to have a discussion and would like to see if there are other models to get a better understanding, so maybe we can formulate a policy if there's a better way it could work. With high density development, I think high density development's here. It's here in Sydney. I don't think you're going to get medium type density development in the town centres around transport. I just don't think it's realistic. If you are, you'll end up with shorter, fatter, boundary to boundary buildings with the existing controls. Is that the type of development we're trying to encourage? I think we're trying to move away from those type of developments to have taller, skinnier, open, more public open space, design around space, community, movement, people, pedestrians, bikes and so forth. So I think that's just going forward. I think that's sort of the vision and the policy of the council at the moment. If you want to decrease, well, I don't think you can go backward with decreasing because the department won't allow it. But if you want to meet housing targets, you can either have, and I think I've sort of mentioned this, you can either have a defined area with sort of taller buildings around your transport, or you can have lower type dense development in that area, which then means you're going to have a wider area. And to push the area wider could mean you're starting to head down to areas in Croydon Park, Enfield, along Burwood Road. You know, we've had issues like, for example, in Seal Street and all those areas where Cooper Street at Stratfield, where there's been a push for development bordering on conservation areas. They're the type of challenges you're going to face. So I think we've got to, you know, really just sort of say, okay, well, what are we willing to accept? What does it mean? What are our housing targets? How are we going to achieve that? How can we do that with less impact to our residents? But how can we do it by getting really good design, community outcomes, community benefits out of some of those developments? Yeah, they're going to be taller. That's the nature of the beast, I guess. And that's probably the opportunity cost. They're really the things we need to weigh up. I think also with regards to if you're finding that there's an increase or a high cost for rentals, one that probably goes back to how can we better look at affordable housing, which also supports people that want to rent, not just buy. That might be because we might be suffering some supply stress. There might be more demand. I think we've always had more demand than supply here in Build, and that's why our rates continue to be high. But let's have a discussion. Really interested to sit down with Councillor Cutcher and have a talk about that affordable housing. You'll write a reply, Councillor?
I'm happy with the motion.
Okay. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? So in favour was Councillor Cutcher, Esper, Manor, Faker and Crichton. Those against were Robinson and Councillor Holt. Councillor Robinson, Councillor. Next item is draft community park hire policy. Oh, sorry, draft out of hours construction policy. 10222. Being moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Questions? Speakers for? Against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried unanimous, I believe. item 110/22, which is the draft community facilities and park hire policy adoption. I think I raised some questions which were noted previously, but do I have a mover? It's been moved by Councillor Esbar, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Questions? Councillor Crichton?
Hopefully this will work. Oh, good. Just with regard to the review period, the supporting paper suggests it will, if adopted tonight, it will be reviewed in 4 years. I'm just wondering whether that period could be a little bit long, given that Burwood will be recovering during this time, hopefully from the long COVID-19 pandemic. And I think maybe a two-year review period may be more suitable, if I could just ask for the officer's thoughts on that through you, Mr. Mayor.
General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That is definitely an option for us to look at. Perhaps our Acting Director of City Life has a comment on that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think that's definitely an option. I mean, the other option would be to leave the four-year period, but say, you know, if a review was required earlier, we could do that. That's pretty standard, I think, in terms of policy review.
Any other questions? Speakers? Mover of the motion, I think Councillor Esper. Councillor Crichton. Did you second? Did you second? Sorry, who are the movers? I can't. I can't see it, that's all. On this screen, anyway. So who are the movers, sorry? Okay, speakers. Councillor Cryan?
Thank you. I think I'll keep my eye on just the way the build recovers and the stress put on all of our community facilities. So perhaps I will note in my diary tonight, 2 years from now, and see how we're plotting then. Thank you.
Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 103/22, Small Business Month 2022, subsidised. Excuse me, facility hire. Moved by Councillor Robinson. Seconded by Councillor Manor. Oh, Councillor Kutcher. Speakers, questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried. Was that unanimous? Just for the record, yeah. Just for staff for the minute taking. 104/22, which is the review of structure under Section 333 of the Local Government Act 1993. It's been moved by Councillor Hull. Would you like to move that? Seconded by...
I'll move that, yes.
Councillor Robinson. Questions? Speakers? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 111/22, delegations from Council to the General Manager. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Espar. Questions? I've got one question. Yeah, sorry, Councillor Kutcher.
I think it's pretty clear in the report, but I just wanted to be absolutely certain because we've gone from a document that is quite broad in what it includes, the one that's removed... removed a lot in terms of the words used. My reading of the legislation is that there would actually not be a significant change in what the delegation is. It's like we've got rid of a couple of double negatives or something like that, but we end up with the same thing. I just wanted to be clear on that, if we could get clarity on that, please.
General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. Yes, that's exactly the intent of the changes that have been made, other than a few minor variations to the write-offs component. It's very much actually improving the wording, if you like, of what that delegation instrument said.
I've got a question to Councillor Kutcher. Does that answer that? Yeah. My question is... you know, obviously with one of those being the writing off of accounts, stalls, materials, from 5,000 to 10,000, I just want to ensure we have a form of check and balance, so it's not sort of just a one-person decision-making process. So is it based on a recommendation from the department, from the finance manager, just to the acting GM?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The process we have internally is that the manager that is wishing to write off a debt or some assets actually generates a briefing memorandum providing the reasoning and the value and all of those details. That briefing memorandum, as a minimum, needs to be approved by Council CFO and the General Manager.
Okay, so it's not a one-man type person. Okay, excellent. Councillor Crichton?
From that point, Mr. Mayor, that sign-off, is that then a public document available for anyone to view?
Thank you, Councillor. They're not by default public documents, but they can be made available, and Council can always request to have those, to have a look at any assets that were written off in the last period. So,
yeah. I think they're made public in the financial reports, but probably as a line item, and then obviously you can go into that. Any other questions? Sorry, who were the movers on that? Can you just show that on screen? How could you see that? Gee, you've got good eyesight. I'm jealous. You look 14, Councillor Robinson. Okay, that's better. So it was moved by Councillor Espar, is that right? And Councillor Manor? Manor and Espar, okay. speakers? Put the motion, all those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. Was that unanimous? Yeah. Sorry, the only reason I'm asking is just so we can keep the record keeping. Disclosure of annual returns, 105/22. Moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Speakers? Questions? Question? Councillor?
So the latest disclosure of annual returns that we had to submit by the 30th. We were audited through local government, did we, for that particular audit, for those disclosures?
I hand over to the GM.
Thank you, Councillor. Through you, Mr. Mayor. We haven't been audited yet, but the Office of Local Government has advised that there will be an audit carried out this year. Okay. On those returns.
Okay.
Specifically for our, because they've picked random councils, haven't they?
To be honest, the detail of that, I'm not, I don't remember. I might hand over.
Take that on notice.
Yeah.
And then, did you have an answer? Sorry, Tanya.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Office of the Information Privacy Commissioner will be doing that audit. We have been audited previously and they have promised to come back again for with another follow-up audit, which they have done with a large number of councils.
Thank you. Does that answer your question? Any other questions? Speakers? Put the motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare they carried unanimously. 106/22. If there are questions, we need to go into closed session regarding that issue. But I think our insurer is going to come out and do a briefing with us to go through some examples. So I'll just put councillors on notice. If we are going to have questions, we just need to go into closed session because it just deals with confidential issues. So 106/22, it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Espar. Do I have questions? Speakers for, against, put the motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. 107/22, which is the investment report, as at the 30th of September 2022, been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manor. Do I have questions? Speakers for, against, put the motion, all those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. I'm going to ask for a procedural motion that we deal with 108/22 because I'll rather than go out and come back in as the last item on the agenda. So then we can deal with the reports of the committees, which is the RC Local Traffic Committee report and the confidential item report of 109/22. It's been moved by Councillor Crichton and seconded by Councillor Cutcher as a procedural motion to move the order of business. So item 108/22 will be the last item on the agenda after confidential session. So I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. So the next item is RC 11/22, which is the Bell Traffic Committee. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Do I have any questions? Speakers for, against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now we're going into confidential item, which is item 109/22. So I've got a procedural motion to go into closed session, being moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Hull, to go into closed session. The reason being that the exclusion of press and public is in accordance with Section 10A2D of the Local Government Act 1993 as the matter involve commercial information of a confidential nature that would, if disclosed, prejudice the commercial position of the person who supplied it or confer a commercial advantage to a competitor. Is there any objection from the gallery? I note there are no objections from the gallery. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Can I ask that the gallery be cleared, please, so we can go into confidential session? I'll just ask the acting GM to read out the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The resolution is that the General Manager be authorised to commence formal negotiations to purchase the property located at the subject address up to the financial limit as noted in this report, excluding legal costs and stamp duty, and the General Manager be authorised to provide reasonable financial assistance to the property owner to obtain independent professional advice in relation to the prospect sale. And point two being that a further report be brought back to Council seeking authorisation to combine the to complete the purchase if a successful negotiated outcome is reached between the property owner and the subject of the subject property and Council.
Okay, now we move into item 108.22, update on the preparation of the Burwood North Precinct Master Plan and Affordable Housing Policy. Do I have a mover for information? Councillor Crichton moved. Yep, seconded. Councillor Robertson. Any questions? Yes.
Can we just get a short briefing from the director, please?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I'll hand over to our Director of City Strategy, Dylan.
Sure. Thank you, through you, Deputy Mayor. I guess this is a summary report on to update councillors on progress so far in terms of the preparation of the LEP updates, and this is specifically responding to the Burwood North precincts, so the precincts immediately around the Sydney Metro station. So it's giving councillors update on two of the pieces of work that we have underway. Firstly, this is the appointment of Cox Architecture and their consultancy team to assist with the master planning for the Burwood North precinct. So that touches really across a range of disciplines, being urban design and planning. We also have Jones Lang LaSalle providing economic and development feasibility advice. Dominic Steele, who is providing First Nations engagement to prepare a connecting with country plan. Mark McDonald providing general land development engineering advice. And Oculus providing advice on landscape design and public realm outcomes. And finally, SCT Consulting, who will be providing us with traffic and active transport advice. The other work that we are kicking off in the coming weeks is initial rounds of stakeholder and community consultation. We're doing that in a number of ways. Firstly, I guess more broadly, we'll be making a lot of update information available to the community via our Burwood Participate website, but also we'll be hosting a visioning charrette in November, which is a little bit more targeted around key stakeholders to really unpack what they would like to see within the Burwood North precinct, and that will be followed up with a drop-in session and information sessions with landowners and the community more broadly. And that will then bring us towards another briefing, which we'll be holding most likely in early December, which will update councillors on the findings of the initial work undertaken by the consultancy team, but also the initial feedback from stakeholders and community about what they see as being the vision for the Burwood North precinct. The second part to that work is the appointment of SGS Economics and Planning to assist Council in the preparation of an affordable housing policy and contributions plan. That is both specific to the Burwood North precinct and responding to the requirement for us to provide 5% affordable housing within that precinct, but also more broadly to help Council establish an affordable housing policy for all new development within Burwood, and also help us develop, well, what are the criteria for acquiring affordable housing contributions within that scheme. We have a briefing scheduled on the 10th of November for SGS to give a broader overview of what an affordable housing contribution plans mean, but also some more specific details on the Burwood context and the Burwood North context as well. And I think just the other piece to highlight in there as well, we have taken the additional step to engage Centium as a probity advisor. Given the land use economics associated with planning, and make sure that we are engaging with everybody in a fair way. They have helped us develop up a probity plan, and that's really how we manage that balance between what might be private conversations with landowners and stakeholders, and also providing public information. So we wanted that plan in place there. Attached to the report, you'll see an early engagement plan, which is really taking us all the way through to gateway approval. And you'll see that the level of consultation there is very broad. There's lots of opportunity to consult with community, and that's done in a broad range of ways, be it workshops, drop-in sessions, information sessions, online material, and everything in between. And we're going to lots of effort to make sure that there's a real wealth and depth of online information that people can access on their own, provide comments, so that we're engaging with people in lots of different ways and lots of different platforms. Again, we'll be briefing councillors at regular points as we progress towards bringing a formal report back to councillors for the Burwood North Master Plan. So I hope I've covered everything there.
Thank you. That's very comprehensive. Okay, any other questions? Have any speakers?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I just have a question. The report refers to a review of the density and yield outcomes for the Burwood North Precinct. My question is, will that review include a review and consideration of medium density housing for the Burwood North Precinct?
Through you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, it is a short answer to that. Under the Parramatta Road Renewal Corridor, that Burwood North area is allocated for medium density housing. The initial work that we have done would indicate that the land use economics just wouldn't support that as a development outcome, in that the cost of acquiring the detached dwellings in that area are so high, and the relative development yields associated with that medium density typology wouldn't support an economically viable outcome. So we are having to look at reviewing the densities associated with that precinct, both because of the land use economics changes there, but also the key change in the planning assumptions around that precinct, and in particular the advent of Sydney Metro, and I guess the access to mass rapid transit is a key change in the planning assumptions, which really should cause us to review what might have been the original densities proposed for the area. More broadly within that, we are very much focusing on both the affordable housing, but also housing diversity and choice outcomes for the Burwood North Precinct, and how we can, have planning mechanisms that would allow a range of housing typologies. So not just focusing on residential flat buildings, but is it vertical aged care outcomes? Is it having some component that looks like a medium density, feet on ground residential product to be delivered in that precinct? And also, as part of the work at SGS, they will be looking at medium density outcomes that are available to us across the LGA more broadly, not just specific to Burwood North.
Sorry, I just have a follow-up. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I just have a follow-up, supplementary. So in the course of that review that you just mentioned, will that incorporate a cost-benefit analysis with financial figures for the various typologies of density being considered?
Through you, Deputy Mayor. Very much so. So the economic modelling that we are doing, and even initial economic modelling we've done to date, looked at a range of development outcomes and went to some, extremes of outcomes as well. So we looked at continuing low density, medium density, and then going to densities that we might not support, just to really test what the range of development feasibilities look like based on the yields of those areas. So there is very much a wealth of information that we can analyse to understand both what's a supportable economic outcome, but also what's a supportable planning outcome as well.
Okay, any further questions? Okay, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Aye. Against? Okay.
Councillor Robson, Councillor Holt, Councillor Butcher, Crichton, Esper and Mather. Okay, so the next item...
The next item is item 11, 112/22, referral of the annual financial reports for 2021/2022 to council auditor, to the council auditor. It's a late item that just come through. Do I have a mover for the recommendation? Moved Councillor Espar, seconded Councillor Crichton.
Questions? Okay, no questions.
Speakers?
I'll put the motion.
Those four in favour of it? Okay.
That's unanimously carried by Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Butcher, Brighton, Esper. Okay, no further business. The meeting closes at 7:09 p.m. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, sir.